Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
First and foremost, I just want to thank God for all of the blessings and all of the support we've had over the past year. The amount of episodes we've put out, which is like 27, 28 episodes, they've all been great. Just getting to sit down and talk with some of my best friends and people that have been a part of my life is truly a blessing. So I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very thankful for all the views, the clicks, even if you listen to it for 1 second, and even if you just click on the video, it just goes a long way. And I'm very thankful for that. But let's get into the story. So in June, I think it was the weekend of June 20th in 2024, we had the Cello Summer Showdown 3-on-3 Basketball League. So that was from Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that was just a great experience. Got to give back. Shout out to Special Sports, a nonprofit that gives kids an opportunity to play organized sports. It's just a great organization. So Special Sports, we had a little fundraiser for them. And that whole weekend was great. So we had 30 people, 10 teams. So Thursday was the seeding games. And then Saturday was the whole tournament. And then Sunday was the championship. So that first Thursday was great. Had a bunch of people come out, take videos, stats, everything. All the games went smooth. And then Saturday was one of the greatest days of my life. So first off, after that Thursday, that Friday, I kind of just chilled, relaxed, posted all of the stats, and did everything like that. So I just hung out with my little cousin, Maeve. Shout out, Maeve. So I babysat my cousin, Maeve, that Friday night. So we got to hang out, watch some YouTube together, and we ate dinner together. So that was awesome. And then, when my cousin, Anna, she came to pick up Maeve, and my cousin, Anna, who actually works for the Guardians, she was like, hey, I have 4 tickets to the game Saturday. I know Shaq is DJing that game. And I knew a few of my buddies, Taco, Shane, and I think Nico, they were all going to that game. And I was like, hey, I can ask like 4 friends to come with me. I'm sure it would be a great experience. Because Saturday we had the tournament from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it was just going to be a long day. And the game started at 4. So it was going to be a long day, but, you know, I'm always the kind of person that is always up and at them. I always want to do certain things just to, live out certain experiences. And so that Saturday, Anna sent me the tickets, and, I was ready for the tournament. So that tournament was awesome. My team ended up making it to the championship. So shout out Jimmy, Owen, great teammates. And we beat the number one team in the league. It was incredible. And it was just a great experience because, this series was nonstop. We were all on the floor after just dying. It was so hot in the gym. It was like 95 degrees, but it was a great experience. And after that, I ran home, changed, showered, ate. And then my parents were telling me, they're like, hey, don't go to the Guardians game. Like, you should just stay back and rest. You've been playing basketball nonstop, doing all of this like setup and all, and like just everything, just planning out this whole weekend. And I was like, yeah, but this is going to be so much fun. Shaq is DJing. Like it would be so cool just to be there. And so I got out at 2, changed, showered, left at 3 to go pick up all my best friends. So I picked up my cousin Nick, picked up my boy Eddie and Jimmy, and then we drove downtown to the game. Now, this was crazy because, we kind of showed up late. And I think around the 6th inning, they started to form a line for the Shaq concert. So, for after the game. So, our best friends, Nico, Taco, and Shane, they all waited in line at the 6th inning. And we just kind of stayed back. We said, hey, we'll just eventually make our way over there. And, so I think it was like bottom of the 7th. We ended up making our way over there. The game was awesome. It was a perfect day out. It was sunny and it wasn't too hot. So eventually we made our way over to the line and we kind of waited in the tunnel. And eventually, we were first in line, which was crazy. My boys were waiting right front and center, so that was great. And we just hopped in line with them and eventually made our way down to the field. Now, I didn't really know what to expect going into a Shaq concert. You know, I've seen some clips on Reels on TikTok of him like DJing, and a lot of people like love it. And like, he plays in like these big time clubs, and you know, obviously because he's Shaq, he's one of the greatest NBA centers of all time, if not the greatest. So yeah, so we were there and in line, and then eventually made our way onto the field, and we were like front and center. We had to run to the front row because once they let out like the gates and we got through like the line and the security and everything like that, we eventually made our way to the front row. So we were front and center, which was great. And throughout like the concert, he was just mixing tunes and all of that stuff. And then I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, so he was just mixing. We kind of just had our hands up, just like fist bumping. I was with all like my best friends. We were like 8 people deep. It was great. And then eventually, as like time went on, it was like halfway throughout like the concert, I was just kind of like looking around, and you know, Shaq's up there DJing. He's inviting little kids on, which was sweet. They were up there like high-fiving him, like jumping up and down. It was great. And then eventually some other people started to make their way up there, and how he was doing it, he would look around the crowd and like pick certain people to come up. So for example, like these little kids who were like right by us, he like told them to come up. So like the mom and dad went too. So that was sweet. But eventually, you know, he kind of looked at me, pointed at me and said, "You come up." I was like, "Me? Like me?" He's like, "Yeah, you like come up." I was like, "All right." So I kind of like froze up for a second, but then my best friend Eddie was standing right next to me. I was like, "Eddie, like hold my wallet, hold my keys, hold my phone, like hold everything for me." And he's like, "Dude, like what are you doing? Like why am I holding all your stuff?" I'm like, "Dude, like I'm hopping the fence. Like I'm literally going over and I'm going to go on safe with Shaq." He's like, "All right, whatever." So I hop over the fence, get past security, and I jump up on stage. And at this time, I'm like, I don't know what is going on. So I'm just up there by myself. And it's funny because Sean and his brother Jack and a few other friends were there. So as soon as I got up on stage, I was just up and down, just like, I was just hitting crazy dance moves, crazy emos. I was just jumping up and down. I was like, I don't know what to do. And it was funny. All the my best friends were like videotaping me. And they were like, "What? Like, bro, like, what is he doing up there?" And the first thing that came to my head was just look around. So I started looking around, and it was packed. Like, everyone was having a great time. And then the next thing, I was like, "Listen, I have to ask Shaq for a picture. Like, I have to. Like, I mean, this is once in a lifetime." So I'm screaming his name. I'm like, "Shaq, Shaq!" And like, he's like right in the middle, or I'm sorry, he's right in the middle of like the stage. I'm all the way off to the left, and then off to the right was like his like boys from home or people his team. And so yeah, so that was crazy. So I was screaming his name. I was like, "Shaq, Shaq!" And eventually he looked at me and I was like, "Can I please get a picture?" So he said, "Yeah." So he brought me back, and then I'll show the clip now. My boy Taco at the end, he's like, "What?" He's like, "What is he doing?" So I eventually waited in line because there was other people, you know, who were trying to get his, you know, like photograph or autograph or something like that. And yeah, so I was just waiting back there. I was like, "What is going on?" And eventually, you know, the like, I guess his manager or bodyguard let me through, and immediately I just had the cleanest dap up with Shaq. Like me and that dude just clicked, like just straight dapped. It was clean, hugged him, and eventually we got like a picture. And in the picture right here, I actually brought a copy. In the picture, it looks like he's crying. Like it looks like he's crying in the picture, so it's funny. Shout out to my sister Sophia. She's like, "Dude, like, I think you made Shaq cry." I was like, "Bro, what? Like, what are you talking about?" So right here was the picture. It was an incredible moment. I was just, I don't know, I was in a whole different world. It was a crazy experience. But so after that picture, Shaq just immediately just like pulls me aside. His arm is around my shoulder and he brings me to the DJ booth. And we're at the DJ booth, and then he turns on this beat that's eventually gonna drop in like 5 seconds. So immediately we just start like nodding our heads, going up and down, and Shaq is just around me, and like we're just having a great time. So eventually like the beat drops and everyone just has their hands up, and I'm looking into the crowd. Everyone is just hype. Shaq's just vibing. Shaq's like nodding his head crazy. He's going up and down like this. I was like, what is going on? Like it was insane. And then eventually, you know, like the beat stopped, and then he just dapped me up, hugged him. And then eventually went off and jumped right back. And then eventually, before like the concert ended, Shaq looked at me again and was like this. He was like this, looked at me and did that. And I did the same thing back to him. But what I realized was that after everyone that went up on stage got to go back to VIP. So there was like little kids waiting back there. There was, you know, friends, workers, whoever, like his team. They were all like backstage, kind of behind like the like set. And I wish I would have just went back down there, because after, I'm sure I would have been able to have a conversation with him or something like that and just talk. But, you know, it was also cool because I got to go back into the crowd and be with like my best friends during that time. But that also wasn't the craziest thing. So he brought the whole Guardians team up on stage with him. And my boys, they were wearing like Stephen Kwan jerseys. So Kwan and like all of the Guardians players were up there. They were signing autographs. People were throwing hats, phones, everything. So my best friend Shane throws up his jersey, gives him a pen, and Kwan signs his jersey. So he ended up leaving there with a signed Kwan jersey. He framed it in his house. So shout out Shane for that. But overall, like, it was the craziest experience. I just remember just posting it on my Instagram and Snapchat. And like, I didn't like put any captions or nothing. I just kind of just posted it. And like a bunch of friends and family were like, oh my gosh, like there's no way. Like, and then people were like, dude, like, you know, it's crazy that like, you know, Shaq met like one of his, like, no, I forgot how he worded it, but it was like, it was crazy how like one of like, I forgot what the dude said. I'm definitely gonna have to edit that part out. But yeah, it was like, yeah, like it was crazy. Like just a random guy and then the GOAT. And then it was so funny. So it was just a great experience overall. Like, I remember just that whole weekend was probably the greatest weekend of my life, because not only did we get to raise money for Special Sports, a fundraiser, 3-on-3 basketball tournament with like my best friends, but I also got to go up on stage with Shaq, be with him, and also be with my best friend, my childhood best friends from home. Overall, it was a great experience, and definitely something that I'll never forget. I just remember coming home that night and my parents were like, what? Like, what just happened? Like, how? So like, yeah, it was awesome too. And I remember coming back to Carroll for the first time, you know, I think it was like the first week of school, and everyone was like, dude, like, I can't believe that happened. Like, I saw you with Shaq, blah, blah, blah. So that was sweet. Got to hear that for a while, but I wish I would have posted that to like Instagram or TikTok or something like that. But maybe for this podcast special, I'll definitely post a little reel out there just to, you know, get it out there in the internet. Maybe Shaq one day will hop on the pod. But overall, it was a crazy experience and something that I'll never forget, and definitely one of the greatest weekends of my life. So that was my little Shaq story time. Hopefully one day I can get Shaq on this podcast. That's eventually one of my goals. Just talk about that moment, talk about his basketball career. But it was a great experience, and I'm definitely very thankful for that. Hopefully this year I could meet someone else or go up on stage with a different celebrity. I don't know. But overall, I just thank God for everything in my life that he's blessed me with, and I'm thankful for this experience. And it was great. So to my guy Shaq, and yeah, that'll do it. Thank you.